and fix a souse for me, or head cheese. And send me back part of it. I didn't want half of it. I just wanted enough to satisfy Willard and his father. But I made my own sausage and smoked it.
Oh, you did?
And I would put it in cloth bags and dip it in paraffin.
Oh.
And keep my own sausage, and I cured my own hams and bacon after I married, but not at home. And I learned how quick.
Oh, that's amazing.
The best meat in the world is corn-fed hogs, and salt them down with this hickory smoked sauce, salt, and then take them out just before it's cured, and wash the salt off and cook it, and it's much better than anything you can buy. But we always killed, Willard and I always killed several hogs a year. But I never did have to, I didn't have to be conservative with my meat.
Well, now you said you had a picket fence around your house. Were there any other kinds of fences in town?
Oh yes, we had, there were fences all over town. And all shapes and kinds and form. We had the wire fences in the backyard.
Oh, you did?
We had the high board fences on the street side, but we had the wire fences around the barn lots and chicken yards and so forth.
Well, now, did they have the, in town, did they ever use the kind that has the wire type that has
the barbed wire?
Yeah.
They did on the top layers, yes.
Well, what about fences that are just logs, kind of?
We didn't have those. There were some in the country, but there were very few in town.
What did they call them?
Rail fences.
Rail fences. Well, you didn't have any rocks, so you didn't have any. Well, they didn't have to clear rock then out of the field because there was none in there.
There were no rocks in the field. We just had underbrush and cane and persimmon trees, persimmon thickets. And we have lots of persimmon here. One time Willard up the King Place on the farm up north of town, the cows were eating the persimmons, and the persimmon seeds would make the cows sick and kill the cows. And he got some timber cutters in here to sell the persimmon to keep from killing our cows.
I didn't know it would kill the cows.
And he sold his persimmon, and there was $5,000 worth of persimmon trees on the farm, and he didn't think about that when he was selling it. He was he was keeping them from killing the cows.
That is
so, he sold $5,000. One time, now we had, Willard and I raised pigs, but it hasn't been too many years ago since we raised the hogs up on the King Place. Up above town, and one year he raised and sold $16,000 worth of hogs. And we have a natural hog farm. At the university they would say you can't raise hogs like we do, but our sows would farrow and he would vaccinate the pigs and turn them loose, and they would feed on the mass in the woods, and then he would bring them in and feed them grain for 60 to 90 days and sell them, and the meat was delicious. Now one time he brought me a hog that had been fed persimmon meat, and it was slick and slimy. It was just